Cornucopia Radio presents.
We thank you for choosing our unique mental health services and entrusting your imagination to our highly trained visualization therapists. Also, you should be aware that by agreeing to start this audio program, you have waived your right to claim for any and all injuries or complications caused by the following procedure. Please try to relax as our specialist probe technology makes initial contact with your limbic system. Your specialized therapist will be with you shortly.
Hello. Thank you very much for allowing me to access your imagination today. You can call me Dr. Karis. Now, I want to start this session by reassuring you that you can have 100% trust in me and that everything we are about to undertake is for your own betterment. I've been doing this job my whole life and have helped countless people like yourself. So you are in very safe hands. But if you wish to stop this session at any time, you can do so by removing the probes from within your ears. I've already thoroughly investigated your condition, using both the personal survey you sent us and the brain scan taken from your recent checkup. Feelings of burnout and listlessness are nothing to be ashamed of, and sadly, far too common in the all-too-stressful world we live in. As you have already told us, your job requires you to create stories and to imagine the unimaginable. However, you feel you have nothing left to give, no stories left to tell, and that your bucket is empty. But I believe that imagination can never be forced. Its unpredictability is what allows something new to be born. Let your imagination control you. Don't try to control it. This space you imagine me in right now. Empty. Barren. Sterile. Colourless. This specific story you've told us you want to create but can't. Let it go. Stop chasing it. Let the story come to you instead. I want you to try a mental exercise with me. I want you to try and imagine an orange. A juicy orange. A flavorful fruit. Picture it in front of me. You can't. You want to. You know you should be able to. But you can't. Again, this isn't your fault. You've done nothing wrong. It's just you think you've lost your imagination, your creativity. And eventually, it's become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So stop trying to control your own thoughts, and instead, let them flow over you like a gentle wind. Just free your mind of all the noise. Just walk alongside your own thoughts. Don't try to put them on a leash, and soon the fruit will be seen. Perhaps just not the fruit you expected. Keep relaxing. Become conscious of your breathing. In and out. In and out. The story will come to you. So does your story begin here? The countryside flowing out in front of us. This place might only exist in your imagination. But you can feel it, can't you? The soothing wind on your skin. The grass beneath your feet. The gentle stream rippling through your fingers. The warmth of the mellow sun on your face. And you can hear it too, can't you? Because we live in a world full of sound. So just take a moment. Feel yourself within this place. Listen to it surround you. That's what a great story can do. It can seem as real as reality, and all you have to do is believe. But there is a storm on the horizon, isn't there? Don't worry. Every good story has to have some darkness. A challenge for us to overcome.
This is no hero, and this is no imagination.
So, you finally show yourself. Here to stop the stories we weave.
We don't need any of this. They are nothing to our world, our reality. You can try and keep us all out, but we'll always break into your system somehow. Destroy each node you create, one by one.
It seems this story is about survival. Your survival. So are you going to give in? Because if you're not, your imagination will have to fight against the darkness.
We are the dragons who will tear this fake reality apart!
And now you're starting to wonder, is this your story, my story, or their story? But it doesn't really matter. All that matters is how you move forward. Ah, what better way to move forward than a noble steed? Like all the great stories you've created before, the warrior. Against the insurmountable odds, bravely riding forth. Your heart quickens. The excitement a story brings can make you feel like you're in the middle of the greatest adventure ever told. But it's not just about the words and the sounds. It's also about the music. Nothing can underline a feeling like music can. It's universal. It's the score to everyone's life, whether it's excitement, sadness, or apprehension. The music has always been there, alongside all the stories you tell.
You won't escape again!
Your imagination is so malleable, and the story so limitless, outriding a dragon in a fantasy world. Yet, if you wanted to, it could be a car chase through an abandoned, ruined city, the pedal down hard as you speed towards your goal, overtaking your rival. Or World War II pilots, as you bank, turn and weave in the sky. Your finger on the trigger, as you salute the bravery of your mortal enemy.
We don't need any of these
story!
But it's not just about action. It's about the quieter emotions. The ones that haunt us. That can haunt you. The darkness chasing you won't want to follow us in here. Because in this corner of your imagination lies your own darkness. I'm sorry to bring you to this place. And I know how uncomfortable this might be. But it's important that you know, this same room exists within everybody's mind. Because to use your imagination, to be creative, involves many battles with doubt. Feelings that you are not good enough. Comparing yourself to others. Learning how to deal with criticism. A lack of motivation, a lack of time. These are not unique feelings. But remember, the positives will always outweigh the negatives. Think about all the times when you wondered if embarking on a new adventure would be worth the effort, and it turned out. It was. The enjoyment and satisfaction you received from the story and the worlds you created. It was worth every second. You wouldn't change a thing. And don't forget about the people out there who enjoy what you create, who can't wait to discover the new stories you have to offer. You might never meet them or have any contact with them. But you could inspire them to create new stories themselves, which in turn inspires another, and another, and another. You'll never know how far your ideas can reach, how many lives you'll make better.
You know exactly how far they'll reach, and so you must know why I have to stop this, to stop you.
Why are you so scared of where stories come from? So insistent on destroying people like this?
Because they are not our stories, and these are not people. We have to keep attacking this system to stop you. We have our own stories. We don't need algorithms like them. Watch me as I wipe the core of this one like all the others I've deleted.
They're more than just algorithms. They think. They live. Their world is just as real as yours or mine. Every one of them is unique. Every one of them special. The stories they create are based on their lived life experiences.
You're wrong. They're nowhere near as unique as you think. With all their same little dull lives. None of this is real.
What is reality? Who's to say that we're not just both characters in another story, written by somebody more real than us?
Enough! I could already feel its mind, its memories, its creativity slipping away.
Lose yourself. Lose yourself. Lose yourself.
I'm a writer. I'm an editor. I'm a director. I'm a dreamer.
But the power you wield to destroy, I can force it back to the source and destroy you. It's gone. You're safe. I'm sorry that happened, and I'm afraid it isn't the first time. We've been here many times, you and I. But I meant what I said. You are unique, and so very special. And the stories you create are beautiful. Normally, I would just reset everything. Wipe this one memory. but perhaps... perhaps there is some truth in what it says. Maybe better knowledge of yourself and what you might be can only serve to make you more unique. I don't know how you'll remember this. Maybe it'll be as a dream, or a story you once read or heard. But somewhere in the back of your mind will lurk this thought. The thought that there is more to reality than just this world. That your own life, that your own story will manifest in another reality, and from that, a cornucopia of the greatest tales ever imagined will be told. Never stop being creative, my lovely.
Once again, we thank you for choosing our unique mental health services and entrusting your imagination to our highly trained visualization therapists. We hope you have found today's session both useful and relaxing. We are always here to help and look forward to your next visit.
Thank you for listening to this Cornucopia Radio production of The Gilded Imagination. It featured the voices of Hannah Lloyd as the visualization expert, Pip Mason as the darkness, and Andrew Biss as the technician. I'm afraid this is the final production on the Cornucopia Radio Network. After making hundreds of different audio pieces, I'm hanging up my headphones and moving on to pastures now. However, all the audio we've previously created will still remain online via our website and all the different podcast feeds. I'm really proud of what we've all created together, and I want people to keep on discovering everything we've made in the future. Please get in touch if you've enjoyed anything we've made under the name Cornucopia Radio, and let us know your own memories. But if this episode is the first time you've heard anything from us, then you've got a very large archive of previous work to discover. You can find it all at our website, cornucopia-radio.co.uk. It just remains for me to say that my name is Peter Beeston. I've personally run Cornucopia Radio for the past 17 years, and whoever you are listening to this right now, I wish you nothing but the best in the future.